Now, are you in the market for a computer, but you just don't want to spend a fortune? Maybe you just don't need all of the bells and whistles? Look, I have got the perfect way for you to get what you need while also preventing components going into landfill and helping to raise money for cancer research. Wangaratta's Simon Allen has come up with Computers for Cancer. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, this is for a cause, obviously raising money for the Cancer Council. You've set yourself a fundraising target of $8,000?
That's sort of been set for me. That's the minimum in for the Shitbox Rally. I shouldn't know if I can say that on ABC.
It's the name, you can say it.
and the Lunchbox Rally, which is a new sort of parent and child charity rally. So my son and I are doing that this year as well.
So this is, you've got to have a specific amount of money to be able to take part in these rallies.
Yes. Yeah. More is always better, but there's a minimum entry cost.
Yeah. And so how did you come up with this idea about computers? Obviously, you've got an IT background.
Yeah, I've been messing with computers for a very long time now. The idea is sort of a crystallisation of a whole bunch of different ideas all at the same time. So, you know, these rallies are very much about getting old cars to, you know, up and running and to do things they were never meant to. And I've always enjoyed doing that to computers. And, and e-waste is an enormous problem. There's a coming tidal wave of e-waste in the next 12 months as Windows 10 gets retired. And, this is all equipment that can be put to good use. With lots of very good free software out there that will run perfectly well. So we don't have to be tethered to what the big tech companies want us to do. This stuff can be refreshed and reused and put back into service and have many good years left in it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just so totally a win-win because, you know, good for the environment, as you say, e-waste, such a massive thing as well. And you've had no problem with people, you know, being able to donate these, you know, old computers and things like that to you, but you need to get the message out there, hey, now's the time to start buying them as well.
Yes, it's the response has been amazing with the donations that have come in. It seems to be very easy to get people to hand me their old computers. It's a very different scenario getting people to buy them in the other direction.
Yeah, all right. Well, this is all going to help. And it is, you know, these rallies, they are fundraisers for the Cancer Council of Australia. Why these particular rallies and why this cancer research? What's important about that for you?
Yeah, well, you know, as all these stories have a sad start, but hopefully a happy ending. In 2020, middle of COVID, my mum, who lived in Scotland at the time, got a 3-month melanoma diagnosis, which led me to have the full COVID experience of international travel and hotel quarantine in both directions and all the rest of it. So, but they say when you lose someone, you know, plant a tree, you know, make something of it. And I decided the tree I was going to plant was to raise some money for cancer research and hopefully, you know, save someone else's mum. So, yeah, I've done a couple of different rallies, but a lot of them are cancer related. And this year I've got two of them back to back just because of timing and circumstance. And it's left me with, you know, this $8,000 target, but, you know, that will well and truly put me over the $10,000 I decided I was going to raise a couple of years ago.
Fantastic. Now, tell us about the vehicle.
Because
they have to have some age about them, right?
Oh, yeah. So, well, there's a couple of, depending on the rally, there's different requirements. So for the Shipbox Rally, it has to be worth less than $1,500. You're not really supposed to do them up. You know, it's just, you know, you buy it off Facebook Marketplace and you send it across the desert and hope for the best. There's other ones I've done where they've got to be more than 20 years old or that sort of stuff. So the car that I have that meets all those requirements is Frank the Fairmont. he's earned his name on a rally, but it's an old 96 Fairmont that, you know, we've done a little bit of work to and repaired after having bits torn off the underside of it on rallies, and he just keeps on trucking, so he gets to keep going until he can't.
And where does the rally go? Because there are a few of them, aren't there, throughout the year? Which one are you doing?
All over the place. So the rally, the big one I'm doing is from Bendigo to Townsville, which more or less runs straight up the South Australian border, up through Batuta, and then swings across to Townsville. The Lunchbox Rally is sort of a loop through inland New South Wales, which will be a nice run.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, then the Lunchbox with your son, that'll be a heap of fun too.
Yeah, I'm really excited that Box Rally's launched this event. The question you get asked every time is, oh, when can I come with you? So when you're 18 and on your P's and you're allowed to drive is pretty much the rule. But so Box Rally's have obviously heard that enough times that they decided they would run a more family-friendly event. So a parent and a 7 to 15-year-old child can come along, and my eldest will turn 15 on the Lunchbox Rally. Yeah, it'll be a really good chance just to have that experience, you know, with my kids. I've got two smaller ones than him, and we'll have to do this a few times.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, most importantly, if people are, you know, on the search for computers and want to support you, how do they do it?
Yeah, so head to www.computersforacause.charity. All the computers that we've got cleaned up are all sitting there waiting. Payment is via donation to the Shipbox or Lunchbox rallies. So if you drop the donation, bring in your receipt, and you can claim the computer that you want that way. So I'm not touching anyone's money. I don't make a cent out of any of this. It's all for the charity.
Wow, amazing stuff. Hey, great to speak with you, Simon. All the very best for the fundraising and, of course, for both of the rallies on the way.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time.
Good on you. Simon Allen, how about that? Doing up these computers, selling them, you can buy them. All the money goes to cancer research and, of course, to fund the rallies as well, which you've got to raise X amount of money to be able to participate in these rallies too. Wow, incredible stuff. On ABC Goulburn-Murray, where it is,